It is time, now it's time for the Tuesday to Turfuck. Yeah! Hey everybody, what's going on? It's Ronald George Moore with the Manitou Mindshift Podcast, Tuesday Titta. Speaking of titter, holy moly, I have a weekend in Brandon, Manitoba, catching D12, Obi Trice, Robbie G, and four other bands I can't remember their names of. Man, it was at Houston's, which was a very cool venue. I thought it was like a really nice, good sound, good big space dance floor, elevated stage, lots of room for all the rappers to mill about and reach down and grab hands. And almost every act would take the people's cell phone, because there was quite a crowd. Like, every act had people right in the front. They had at least two or three deep, you know, standing room only fans, and the act or the rapper would grab their phone and take video of them on the stage shooting at the person. That's a thing. That's a trend in the hip hop community, I guess. Live events. But yeah, we did it. Me and the Skull, Patreon member of the Skull. We went down there. We met a good friend of his, who was just awesome. He was the DD and showed us around. Well, didn't really show us around. but he did drive us to the venue and back, which was
pretty cool.
This is coming in a little later. Usually I'd have Robin's, but now I have my favorite local brewery beverage, which is decent and nice and refreshing. So we went down to Brandon on Saturday, and we weren't sure if we were going to spend the night. You know, we were thinking, yeah, but the prices were a little out there. And then the Skull, the brains of the operation, he comes up with, $100 overnight, two singles at the Keystone Motor Inn. And I'm like, Keystone Motor Inn, why is that familiar? Oh, yes, that's the hotel that the strip bar's in, right? So there's this strip bar, it's been there forever. And in front is a gondola. It's kind of like a gondola restaurant. And then you have the bar behind it, and then the hotel is just off to the side. So it's all this in one building. And I thought it was great. I thought it was really cool. Especially, this is the only place that I can think of where in the evening, this was Saturday night, and in the evening the place is a regular nightclub. And I mean in the sense that the clientele is half women and male. Like, you know, when we got there at 6, we went in, and there's like a dozen guys there. But in the evening, a lot of folks from after D12 showed up there. And yeah, it was really cool. As a matter of fact, the Skull was sexually assaulted. It sounds pretty heavy, but here's what happened. We're sitting there at the table, and beside us, there was a bit of an elevated, not a stage, but just another platform. And three ladies were at this table. And when the Skull went to the bathroom, one of them said, is that dude married? And I was like, well, no, he's hooked up though, you know, and that was about it. And then later when he sat down, they said something to him that he told me after. I can't remember what it was, but they left. But at some point, that woman who asked me about him came up and just gave him a kiss on the face. Said bye and left. And I was like, what? That's a little more than a handshake. That's more than a little have a good night. That's grounds for charging. Right? Oh my God. A smack on the face. I think it was just on the forehead or something. But still, it's like, that's... Wow. Pretty, you know, it's nice. Although, don't tell his girlfriend. Not a no-no. Keep it to yourself, dear listener. Of course, the other big news is the eclipse that happened. And wasn't that big of a deal here, I guess, because I was just waiting for the sky to turn dark. It didn't really. I don't know if it was because of the cloud coverage. Do you think that would have mattered? But it may have just... maybe a slight tint in the sun. But, yeah, and I was like, I just want to stay indoors. I'm not going to take a chance in getting my eyeballs burned out. You know, it's the last thing I need in my old age, is being blind or having a sunspot in my eye. So I just wanted to stay in, but I was working, and I was asked to go to the airport and drive some cans. which drive some cans back, I should say, and it was no big whoop. I guess I just don't look at the sun a lot. I guess it wasn't that difficult not to look up. And everyone had, like, you go through the social media that night and there's just like, eclipse, eclipse, eclipse. Okay, I get it. It's the moon's in front of the sun and there's a ring. Wow. I'm not holding my breath until, when was it, 1957 or there's some weird, it's not happening for a long time. Couldn't care less. Although I was jealous, I wish I had glasses. Anyway, yeah. So I had a pretty good weekend and now we're just enjoying this weather. And unfortunately, with all the snow melting in Nopodo, Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, where I'm from, where I'm living, it's like a junkyard exploded everywhere. It's just litter, litter, litter. And, you know, it would be nice if there was a litter crew that went around. And as a matter of fact, there is, because last year I remember one weekend, I'm assuming government workers went around and cleaned and picked up everything. Well, not everything. Couldn't be everything. I mean, my God, it can't be. This all this litter, candy wrappers and bottles and paper plates. My God, the 2 liters. Oh, the 2 liters are everywhere. I did watch the documentary on Apple TV. Actually, Carolyn, my better half here, wanted to watch it. And I was like, oh, you know, I read his book last year. I lived throughout Steve Martin. I know his story. So I wasn't really, I was like, yeah, it would be okay. But she was thrilled to watch it. And my God, it is good. It is so good. So if you have Apple Plus, know what it is? Just, you sit down and watch it. It's a two-parter. I know Bill Burge has been talking about it the last 2 weeks. You know, there's a great source of comedy knowledge right there. If he's telling you to watch it, watch it. And it is really great. It's done so well, you know, done really well. Especially the stand-up part, like just, wow. It's just, you get to see all the footage of him doing stand-up and with the balloon and the freaking arrow through the head and whatnot. And then in the second half, it's basically him doing meetings about his new book that came out. What was it called? Number One Is Walking. Number one being the number one person on the call sheet in for the film state or for the crew. Number One Is Walking, and it's him and Henry Bliss, I believe the guy's name is. Henry does the illustrations, Steve Martin does the words. And so I went to the library, the Millennium Library. I'm like, oh, I gotta get this book, which I did. And shout out to Lara Ray, who was there. We had a quick chat, like less than 10 seconds. But I was on the clock, so I had to get out of there. But it was a really interesting read. About halfway through, it turns into the Far Side cartoons, you know. So, but he does discuss, like, little stories about working on his films and whatnot. It was really good. But then I realized recently that, you know, they don't charge late fees anymore for library books. I know, you probably are all aware of it, but doesn't that just seem odd? Like, what was the decision there? Was it that we don't want to charge people who are, you know, that can't afford books themselves? So we think it would be unfair to charge them when they have the right to reading or something like that. But I'm just like, come on, man, who's to say I can't open my own or set up my own library here with library books and just keep them. Just keep them. I want to collect library books now. You know, all the classics. But it just seems odd that they just stopped doing that. Even if it's like a 10 cents a month, you know, or something. You know, it should be something. Do you have to pay for it? I think you have to renew. I can't remember. I have no memory anymore, guys. It is awful. And gals, it is horrible. Oh, my goodness. Like, someone told me the other day, it was the skull. He told me about, I can't even remember what he told me. And this was on the weekend. I am the worst for memories. Carolyn does that. Do you remember 3 years ago when you said that you were going to blah, 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 blah? And I'm like, yeah. But inside I'm like, no, I have no memory of that. Oh my God. I'm lucky I know where my house is. Oh, that's a good brewski. Yeah, it's rough, I tell you. It's rough. It's rough being in your 50s and you're thinking, oh my God, I'm gonna I'm definitely going to have Alzheimer's in 70s, 80s, and that's going to be the worst or the best. Like, for me, it's going to be awesome, but it's going to suck for anybody who knows me. They're going to be like, shut up already. And I'm like, do I know you? Oh my God. Who are you? Anyway, I'm just babbling right now, which is what every good podcast is. It's they babble. What else have I done? Oh yeah, Carolyn and I watched a horror movie from 1972. She loves the horror and she loves the retro. So this was a real horror movie. Oh, it was Count Dooku as everything is Star Wars, by the way. Count Dooku played Count Dracula, and wouldn't you know it, Grand Moff Tarkin played Van Helsing, I want to say murderer, but it's, he's the tracker. He's the one that kills Dracula. And I can say that because it's right at the beginning of the movie. So it's not like I'm spoiling the film, right? But it's cool seeing Grand Moff Tarkin battling Count Dooku. They're two separate films. How do they even meet? And it's only like 5 years before who's that actor now? God damn it. See what I mean? See what I'm dealing with? I can't remember anything. It was 5 years before he played the role in Star Wars, Grand Moff Tarkin. So he looks essentially the same, which is awesome. Ugh. Fuck is his name. And then you have Count Dooku, who is that guy. Oh man, this is brutal. I want to say Sir Alec Guinness, but that's Obi-Wan. Okay, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna get these names without looking it up, okay? Count Dooku played Dracula. I want to say Peter Cook. I know it's wrong. Okay, I know it's wrong. It's not Peter Cook. Looks a little like Peter Cook. Oh my God, why? I don't even want to move on. I want to keep going. So this is going to be the rest of the podcast. I'm sorry. I have to come up with these names because it's ridiculous that I cannot think of it. But I also... I'm almost done. I have to get them. What are they? Think, man. Think. Because I know you all there are going, bitch, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, I know. So, maybe if I talk about something else. The movie is really good. It was good. It wasn't really good. It was good. It was kind of slow, but there were some really cool scenes. Everything in the 70s is colorful. It was about a group of hippies, and one in particular brought back Dracula. And that's all I'll tell you about it. Go check it out. Dracula AD 1972. Or was that just in parenthesis because it was made in 1972? I don't know. Oh my God. See, I just don't know anything anymore. Taking a sip. Still on the Larry Sanders train. We're on season 4, which is great because I thought Scott Thompson from Kids in the Hall, he joined season 4. He goes into it a couple episodes and then he's gone. And in those episodes, there's a throwaway line like, hey, where's Brian? And that's all they mention of his character. And I'm like, is that supposed to be some sort of inside joke? Like Scott Thompson had to leave to do a project or something. But he did come. He does get a bit more airtime as the episodes go on and on. So that's cool. And they're really hitting the stride now. They're really getting into Gary Shandling's character. You know, it took a few seasons for it to get legs as to who he is, because it focused on, Artie and Jeannie Garofalo's character, the writer. It's so funny. I just love Gary Shandling. That's the next step, Doc, we're going to watch. Well, let me just say right now that you should join the social medias. On Instagram, the Man to My Show podcast is on SoundCloud's the home base. You can check out interviews with lots of great Manitoba artists, whether they be improvisers, actors, musicians, painters. What do you call it? Fuck! Puppeteering. That's what I meant to say. Puppeteering. Oh my God. I gotta look it up. It's gonna drive me crazy. I get 0 points. 0 points today. Zero. Oh, I'm so embarrassed. Oh. Okay, let's look it up. IMDb. At least I can get the name right. Dracula, not Bram Stoker. Dracula AD 1972. Is that the name of it? Let's see here. Oh, by the way, for D12, I thought it was really... I was wondering if you've been listening, how are they going to do the songs with only two of the rappers there? Kniver and Swifty McVeigh. At least I can remember those guys. And what they did is, you know, they each have their own verses, but generally there are six. So they would have the chorus of the song, like, for instance, Purple Pills. I've been on Mushroom Mountain once or twice, but who's counting? Blah, 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 blah. And then they would go into their verses... And even if they weren't in the same, like, verse, they put them all in one verse. So Swifty would go, and then Kniver would go. And then they do the chorus again, and that would be it. So each song was, like, a minute and a half. They really knocked them off pretty quick. Actually, that's not true, because they also did a little bits. Like, there was so much call and response. So much call and response at these shows. Like, I get it. And it's a rap tradition, I guess, you know. And then, of course... Kniver takes one half of the room, and Swifty McVeigh takes the other half, and it's like, who's gonna be louder? You know, at the count of three, they say, fuck you. The count of three, you say, fuck you. And so there's definitely a theme of fuck you, what I'm trying to say. And then there was a young single rapper as an opener. This is another, I can't remember his name. But he went through his set, and he looked like he had some fans there. Or I don't know if the people in the front were just... I was like, I don't know who this is. It looked like this young 22-year-old kid. So he walks off the stage, and his hype man goes, okay, who wants one more song? Who wants one more song? And the guy walks off. But there's no backstage, or at least not where the guy was. So he walks off stage. You see him kind of like just milling at stage right, and he's just kind of hanging around. And then so who wants more? So he comes on. It's like, all right, are we going to have one more song or what? And so the crowd's like, yeah, but I guess it wasn't. Got to hear you. Got to get loud. And so the guy walks off again. And then it took so long, they said, okay, you can't have another song. He goes, well, I guess that's no more song. I thought, you took too long, buddy. You took too long. You should have just jumped right in. Okay, here we go. Dracula. AD. It is called Dracula AD 1972. Oh, my God. Christopher Lee. Peter Cushing. Oh, I'm a goddamn... Christopher Lee. Peter Cushing. Come on. Count Dracula and Professor Lorimer Van Helsing. Peter Cushing. Very cool. Yeah, it was a great movie. If you want, it's on Apple TV. Everything's on that thing. If it's not free, you got to pay for it, but it seems to be all there. Okay, I'm out of here. You guys have a great week. Please come back on Friday for Friday Foreplay. And join the Patreon Sunday Swell, which is a lot of fun. Had a good time. You guys have a great week. I already said that. Bye.